Hey, good peeps of Peg City and the Global Village. Welcome to Whoop It Up with UMFM, our Summer of 24 miniseries spotlight on the Whoop and Holler Folk Festival. They call me Bruce, and I'll be your host. The Whoop and Holler Folk Festival takes place at Cottonwood Acres, just outside Portage la Prairie, Saturday, August 24th, and Island Park in Pilapie, Sunday, August 25th. An easy 45-minute drive from Winnipeg. Since 2014, the festival has been the stage for a diverse group of headliners, new artists, and buzz bands, and a safe place for every kind of people. Full details online at whoopandholler.com and all socials. Series episodes can be found at umfm.com. CJUM 101.5 UMFM is a proud media sponsor. Episode 1, Festival Preview with Artistic Director Josh Wright. To start this year's Whoop It Up with UMFM, we preview the acts and entertainment with the man in the greatest knitted pants ever, who brings you the music. Experience Whoop and Holler online at whoopandholler.com. Welcome, Josh Wright, Artistic Director.
Hello, Bruce. What's shaking? Or should I say, what's whooping?
Whoop, whoop. That's whoop, our whoop. Call. It's like toast at Rocky Horror. Whoop, whoop is your signal. Okay, first of all,
indeed,
because I foreshadowed it, we have to talk about the pants. You're known for your rainbow knitted trousers that no one on the planet has the same.
You know, Bruce, that is a fact. And it's something I didn't necessarily see becoming a trend or an identity associated with, you know, the festival or my involvement at other festivals. But it's something that represents freeing your spirit, being yourself, all the core tenets of the Whoop and Holler Folk Festival. But Afghan shorts, you know, even on a sustainability level, these are recycled material pants created from an old Afghan blanket that some artist in California designed. And I saw this article about it back in 2015 and decided to customize my own pants. They're rainbow. I was just in the process of coming out as a gay person and as well as starting my journey with the festival. And jumped on board, and they're the most comfortable pants, winter and summer. I can wear them at Festival de Voyageur, Winnipeg Folk Fest, you name it. And it's sure a conversation starter, and now people kind of identify those shorts with the festival and, you know, coming up to me in a crowd. It's a really great way to connect with artists and music lovers and spread the word of what we do here in Portage. So
to be honest, they're not shorts, they're capris. And
they're capris.
It takes a very special man to wear capris. And one of the very few things that I can actually say I'm proud of is that, you know, back in the day, I had a pair of white capris with I could wear them. And the crazy thing was that they were my dad's from the 50s, and he could wear them. And, you know.
That's awesome, Bruce.
Yeah. Be who you are. That's what people love. Now, my question is, what are you going to do when they wear out? Where's your backup? I don't want to say that's your identity, that's your look, but people actually look for those. Do you have a backup backup plan? What happens if they if a thread breaks and they unravel?
Yeah, like, you know, these are things that keep me up at night. No, but just having a wardrobe that is fun and always looking for new things as they come up. But I love these shorts so much, but they will wear out, and part of me thinks, oh, I'll do the festival as long as the shorts last, but I think I really want to continue what we're doing for another decade with Whoop and Holler, and So that's neither here nor there, but looking probably into the future, I have a second pair, if you can believe it, of Capri Afghan shorts that are crocheted by a local Hutterite lady who I met in Portage. She noticed my pants, or we had a conversation about it, and I'm like, can you make these? I was looking for someone local to make these. Everyone says, oh, you know, can I take a picture and look at reproducing these pants in some way? And I'm like, go for it. But I have never seen a pair since in Manitoba or other events I've visited. So I talked to this Hutterite lady. She took my pants to the colony and brought them back with a new pair that fit just right. They're kind of a snazzy black, white, and gray.
Ooh.
So they're the tones rather than the color scheme. So it's like I have a pair to kind of go out in public with. If I don't want to be full blazing rainbow, I can wear these. These are snazzy and comfortable as well. And I'll likely have someone to make them if I need another pair. So there we go.
So all silliness aside, you might be wondering, what are they talking about? What is this about pants? But that gives you an idea of the small talk at Whoop and Holler, the joy in the everyday things. So let's move on to business.
Indeed.
As Peter Warren would say, let's get right down to business. It's the 10th anniversary. There's big things planned. You've got not one, not two, but three headliners. Going with the rainbow pants, I want to go straight to gender parity, diversity, and the difficult logistics of schedules, cost, availability, because Whoop and Holler is a safe space. But it's a philosophy and a belief at Whoop and Holler, but not always a reality. So to talk to us about getting the diversity and the range of artists that you want versus the difficulty of logistics, schedules, budgets, and the boring stuff.
Well, good points to cover. The gender parity component to our, you know, artist booking process and creating a lineup and curating it has evolved extensively. And at the beginning of the festival, you know, we were booking whatever acts kind of interested us or that approached us, not really paying much attention to how do they represent our community or society. And although we wanted to always produce an eclectic, diverse lineup, I came across this Key Change pledge online, which started in Europe, and it's a global organization that pairs local industry members and festivals with artists and other agents and booking platforms to create a network, so to speak, of festivals that value booking gender parity in their lineup. So, which is 50% women-led artists and 50% male-led artists. And the music industry has been very dominated by male artists, and not that male artists are any less than female or vice versa. It's just about the times. 50% of people are women. Why can't artists be in that category, right? So there's so many powerful female songwriters and lead singers that we wanted to showcase, and Manitoba has a lot of them. You actually don't have to go far, and even across Canada, to book a lineup that is 40 to 60% women-led, as the criteria of this program are. So there are challenges at times, like you said, with booking and schedules. This artist isn't available, but with block booking, going to conferences and talking to more promoters and looking at the artists that are maybe on tour or right in our backyard, it just takes a little bit of effort, to be honest, to create this lineup that represents women, men, and people who don't identify with any particular binary or gender. So we want to, leverage not only, female, male artists, but non-binary LGBT artists and Indigenous, Francophone, linguistic minorities, cultural minorities, and bring that into the fold. So it's quite a process, but, so many events and festivals that I've attended seem to be, you know, three male bands as their headliners. And not that that's bad or anything, but I'm thinking there's work to be done, and we've already established that at our festival. And it's very humbling to be able to see, you know, the talent that is there and is awesome talent.
Getting on to more of the fun stuff, let's start with, introduce us to Saturday's lineup.
Well, we've got a super jam-packed lineup that covers so many musical genres. Like, folk is a big umbrella term that I like to think of as music of the people. And so that could take many definitions, but we've got Fred Ackaby to start. He's a local emerging artist who is of Indigenous background and writing his own music. He has this song that just came out in the spring called Chaos and the Flame. He's performed at several open mic events and considers himself a little bit of country, hip hop, blues, and folk. So he is opening the program, followed by Alana Lewandowski, who was this amazing find. She reached out to us back in the summertime at the same time we were looking to fill a slot. And she came on board with her husband, Ian Porteous, and both of them will be performing at the festival. Alana's doing a folk opera, which will be her whole set. She just released a folk opera with 13 songs, and she'll be singing that in multiple languages, kind of representing her Western folk roots in, you know, Gaelic and Great British cultures, Scandinavian maybe, so many different influences. And then Ian Porteous with his old-time bluegrass, who will be doing a jam session on site, as well as performing with his family old-time band, which is Alana, his partner, and two children. And they'll be doing this wonderful performance. So that is the beginning. And after that, we've got Fire and Smoke and Woody Holler and his orchestra. So Woody Holler will take you kind of back to the 1940s with upbeat swing and Western music and yodeling. Just a stellar string ensemble. And Fire and Smoke is a powerhouse duo, which had its origins almost two decades ago in Manitoba. But Claire Morrison is coming from Montreal. She is based there. The lead singer and Daniel Pelican-Hopfner from Red Moon Road. They will be joining forces again, bringing back Fire and Smoke. And then we've got a main stage break where we have the artists getting ready for the big workshop happening on stage. It's a fusion collaboration between our very own Fire and Smoke, who are hosting the workshop, and Ben Suras coming from Alberta, as well as Jess Prince, a Hindustani folk artist from Toronto, Ontario. They are participating in the Stew Brew workshop when all the musicians come together and create a one-of-a-kind sound, kind of like a workshop stage at Winnipeg Folk Fest. And they're joined by Chris Messiton, Messy Tone, an accordionist from Portage, who is bringing an ethnic vibe to the collaboration. So it's going to be a songwriter round format, as well as a collaborative jam. And then we finish with Ben Suras, who is a great storyteller and wonderful folk legend, coming to do a full set with surprise songs and a surprise collaboration with an artist that you need to see come out to the festival. And then we have our two other headliners, Sweet Alibi and Hello Fiasco. And I don't think those bands really need much introducing. Sweet Alibi is a great force to be reckoned with in Manitoba. Three powerful female artists collaborating with their harmonies. And then Hello Fiasco, this emerging buzz band with formerly the Mailman's Children, some of the musicians were in, and creating this great high energy pop, folk, indie act at the end of the night. It's going to be surprise covers thrown in, as well as some big hits. This band is gaining a lot of popularity in Montana, where Eric Labossiere, the lead singer, is based, as well as right here in Winnipeg and beyond, with 500,000 views on their hit song already on YouTube and millions of Spotify streams. So we are super thrilled to announce our Saturday lineup as these artists and many other acts emerging in the Red Barn venue in between, as well as children's performers at the festival. So that is just Saturday. In the Red Barn, we have, to start, Bob Kriske and Don Adams. They're two older performers who are quite seasoned, but emerging, if that makes sense. So the Red Barn focuses emerging, not meaning necessarily young performers, but artists who maybe haven't gotten their music out, as we talked about before, and have a repertoire to share with a wider audience, and maybe they're ready at a later stage in life to get their music out. And that's just what you'll hear with Bob Kriske, who is my vice principal at Portage Collegiate, and then Don Adams, who recently moved from Dryden, Ontario, and put down roots in Portage. They're terrific artists, both embodying different styles of folk, country, singer-songwriter, blues music. And then Don Adams is leading a jam, as well as Ian Porteous in the barn. And we have Fireball Paul Shepherd and Justin Fry doing jams. And we have four jam leaders doing open jam sessions in the Red Barn this year, which is exciting. And then we have Anne-Marie Willio coming in from Winnipeg with Ian Cherry on bass. So Anne-Marie is an accordionist and amazing singer. She is francophone, sings in French and English, and has this wonderful set planned for the festival, which will take you back to maybe a street scene in Paris, you know, 50 years ago, as you're relaxing, enjoying the culture and art and soaking it all up. And I think that's really what we do at Whoop'n'Holler, is create this cultural atmosphere where you can just take in different sounds, new experiences, and just enjoy and savor. So following Anne Marie, they're doing an hour set in the barn. We've got Elliot Feeling, a young emerging artist who is just phenomenal in songwriting, and we'll be doing two sets kind of later evening, some mellow indie music on keyboard, a lot of neat, cool tones in the music, as well as songs that they have proudly written and released on an EP as of this year. And then after Elliot Feeling, we have Simply Kara, and she is Kara Hummelt, joined by Patrick Boggs on bass, and Roger Fournier maybe on a couple songs. But they're a wonderful act. Kara and Roger have participated in the festival before, and they'll be leading the Campfire Jams at midnight, both on Friday and Saturday.
And they show up to Whoop'n'Holler even when they're not performing.
That's right. They're just fixtures. Great artists that have come on board. And so we're super thrilled to have these artists as well.
Not only is Whoop'n'Holler family friendly, it's getting family friendlier every year.
Yeah, well, we've got a lot of different activities planned, not just for children, but families and kids at heart, and just adults in general attending the festival to take part in. And art is a big component. Art, along with music, nature, and community as pillars of the festival. So this year we've got art installations on site. Yvette Cuthbert is a local artist who has jumped on board and volunteers as a stellar photographer on site. But she's a visual artist and sculptor who is doing bringing back her human lanterns, which are figures illuminated by light that come to life at nighttime in various positions, like someone might be reading a book or dancing. And they're sculptures that are illuminated in the pollinator garden, as well as right by the Big Top, where a lot of the art activities take place. Yvette is also doing a photo stand-in board, like where the faces are cut out, and she's painted this gorgeous mural of a scene captured on stage last year at the festival that she's hand-painted and cut out the faces of the musicians, where people can put their faces in, take pictures, and just take in the fun spirit of the festival. And then we have Creative Corner coming back to the Big Top, with hosted by Visions of Independence, and they are doing kids coloring books, crafts, bubbles, and a painted rock scavenger hunt across the site. And two artists, of course, Yvette Cuthbert is doing a t-shirt stamp workshop. You can bring your t-shirt to the festival and decorate it with a Whoop and Holler themed stamp. We'll have t-shirts on hand if you don't bring yours. So that's going to be super fun under the big tent from 1 to 6 p.m. Kids 12 and under are free. Youth 13 to 17 are half price. And adults are $60 at the gate. So quite affordable for all the offerings at the event. And we also have a pay what you can option, sliding scale, if you just want to donate or are unable to commit to a full festival admission this year.
Let's quickly talk about the vendors, people that are there. Cash is best. Most of the vendors do have a facility to do a card. However, cash is best, especially with merch. Tell us about our food vendors and the other vendors that are fabulously entertaining. Like, you can buy trees there. I love the trees guy.
Yes, that is Richard Workington doing his Stanley Soil Management Association booth, which is an education project to kind of promote trees and tree growth and maintaining shelter belts for farmers and agriculturalists and just general folk who are interested in planting trees and taking care of our most sentient beings and being stewards of the land. So in fact, Richard is also doing a workshop at his booth. This is in Artisan Alley, which is our handmade village. And he is doing a tree talk workshop and many other booths coming back and some new booths setting up in the Artisan Alley, selling anything from jewelry to clothing and artwork and homemade soaps and wood carvings, you name it. Doug Fraser and his Wood Spirits booth, Blessings Collection with their Indian handmade artwork and tapestries and beauty products and natural fragments, Don Kitching, and so many great local artists and artisans selling their wares. There's about 10 vendors that people can meander through with the backdrop of the pollinator garden next to it. It's a really gorgeous little area. Our food vendors this year include Ziva's Kitchen. They're coming back from last year, a big hit, and they're expanding their menu to include not only Indian cuisine, which is amazing, from their samosas and chana masala, but also meatballs and pierogies and some favorite comfort food meals that people often associate with festivals. And we have Brandy Beetle coming in with her Food for the Fat and Fit booth. We met her at Prairie Wind Music Festival. She's selling handmade goods or hand-baked goods, which include cinnamon buns and all sorts of tasty treats, cookies, croissants, just amazing baked pastries. And then we have Real Food doing ice cream this year, vanilla and chocolate and maybe more flavors. And Sawmill Tea and Coffee Company coming back, which is a social enterprise run by Visions of Independence, a local partner. And they are selling snack foods like energy bites and wraps and tasty veggie dogs. And we have a free barbecue from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. for those who get to the festival early on Saturday to enjoy smoky and chips and a drink sponsored by Circle K. So lots of food, lots of handmade goods and artwork to buy. And we're super thrilled, as well as some other workshops happening through the day.
There's a lot to experience. I mean, we're overwhelming people. There's no reason not to come.
There's so much, and I hope I didn't overwhelm anyone by explaining kind of some of our offerings, but you can visit whoopandholler.com and learn more about our schedule and all the different workshops offered, and there's meditation too.
Talk to us about the importance of healing and a healing atmosphere as we talk about a safe space.
Yes, that's. I'm really glad you mentioned that, Bruce, because that's one of our core values is not only just presenting music or art, but connecting people to it and feeling the music and experiencing it and the art and the community of one another. And there's an energy there that is just created as a culmination of all these things that allows people to connect, you know, on a deeper level to so many things like music and art and nature and to the community that's there.
The music starts Saturday at noon and runs until midnight-ish.
Yes.
And then there's a jam, which is a whole other thing, and we all know about that. But the official music goes noon to midnight on Saturday, and then Sunday, 1 p.m. until 4:30 p.m. It's an afternoon show. It's perfectly family-friendly. Josh Wright, Artistic Director for the Whoop and Holler Folk Festival, thank you ever so much for joining us on Whoop It Up with UMFM.
Thank you so much, Bruce, for the opportunity and for being an incredible main stage host. Come to the festival August 24th and 25th. Learn more at whoopandholler.com. And of course, you'll see Bruce, you'll see me, and a whole bunch of wonderful community members here at the festival. It's like a family. Come check it out.
And thank you for tuning in and supporting independent music, arts, and events. Again, check out all episodes at umfm.com and all details, tickets, food, directions, artists, everything at whoopandholler.com. That's holler with an A. Long story short, don't worry about it. Whoopandholler with an A.com. Search whoopandholler on all social media, and please do join us in person Saturday and Sunday, August 24th and 25th. Until we meet again, be good, have fun, stay motivated.